But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and in Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That Whole Foods Plaza undergoing a construction renovation right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, and they are stocked for the summer. So head on over, shop, and support this great organization. Helping us out with Kids Q today, we've got a very special guest, several special guests, I do believe. Kathy Guild is joining us from Puppet Show Incorporated. PuppetShowInc.org is the website. She's got some really cool shows coming up this month and next around the area. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having us here. Luckily, it was after school, so the puppets could come straight over.
And we're gonna meet some of the puppets in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't have all of them. I just have a couple that didn't have after-school sports, you know.
what are some of the after-school sports that they
do? Oh, everything. Like, you know, well, soccer.
Right.
And then there's, let's see, what else have we got going on? We've got, like, the kids' gym. They've got tap dancing.
Nice.
Of course, Bouncing Bulldogs, which
right.
is always a favorite around here.
So bouncing literal bulldogs in this case.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
Awesome. So tell us about Puppet Show Inc. What do you do?
Okay. So it is a nonprofit puppet theater right here in Chapel Hill. We're a mobile puppet theater. And I retired from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools about almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I love doing puppet shows with the kids in the schools, especially the K-2. My whole program was puppetry based. So when I retired, I thought I'm going to open up a nonprofit puppet theater, and that's what I did.
Awesome.
And so on my board of directors, I have a reading teacher, I have a school nurse, I have a special education teacher, and a school psychologist. So it's really been a lot of fun, and we got a grant from Duke Foundation, Mary Biddle Duke Foundation, and then Stroud Roses. And so we were able to offer a lot of free community puppetry programs at Gigi's Playhouse in Raleigh and Kidzu Children's Museum, Carrboro Library, and Hillsborough Library.
Awesome. So how did you personally get into puppetry?
Well, I've been doing it for a long time. I started when, believe it or not, with the Gulf War.
Okay.
And I got hired on the spot to start doing classroom counseling lessons, and the special education teacher threw me this frog puppet right here.
Aww.
And she said, take that, and maybe you can do something with it. And so I did. And it was a great way to explain the Gulf War. We had, I think it was something like 95% deployment.
Mm.
This was overseas in Germany. So the Army chaplain and I traded videos back and forth. But that's basically how I got involved with puppetry. And I thought, if puppets can explain war to children, then they can do just about anything.
Yeah. How does it help the kids?
Well, I do a lot with social-emotional learning,
mm-hmm.
and they can really relate to the puppets, and they're just going through the same struggles that they go through, and just being able to, it's an expressive art form, and I think the kids like, oh, that happens to me, or I feel that way,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes they'll say, don't do that, that hurts that puppet's feelings.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Kathy Guild, again, Puppet Show Incorporated. PuppetShowInc.org is the website. I've got a few shows coming up in June and July, which we'll talk about. But I want to
sure.
meet some of these puppets.
Yes,
who's joining you today?
Well, today I have Froggy. He's the original. Hi, I'm Froggy.
Hello, Froggy.
And I'm 7 years old, and I'm fixing to graduate second grade.
Wow.
And actually, first grade. But as of next Friday, I can start telling everybody I'm in second grade.
That's exactly
that's
what you should
that's,
do.
That's exactly
that's
right.
official, yeah.
So I've actually promoted myself, and I'm not quite seven, but I'm going to be seven. And so that's just the same thing, basically.
Basically, yeah. As soon as you hit summer, you can tell everyone you're in second grade and
that's,
you're 7 years old.
That's what I think, too.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So what is your favorite subject in school?
Basically recess, I
uh-huh.
would say, and cafeteria.
What do you learn in cafeteria?
Well, I learned that you have to be very careful not to drop your tray.
Yes.
Because kids get really, really mad at you, and you definitely can't save seats at the cafeteria table.
Oh, yeah.
That is verboten.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even though, like, so the kids that bring their lunch, they have it easy because they get to sit down first. But if you go through the cafeteria line, you're kind of you're kind of messed up because you get what's left over of the cafeteria seats. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was there.
Yeah. So the kids who bring their lunch, they always kind of like sit together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, where do I sit?
You got to sit with all of your friends
but, like,
who
Moosey,
went through the line.
Like Moosey sitting with, like I want to sit by Moosey, but now I can't because I didn't bring my lunch.
Is Moosey here today?
No. Now, Moosey plays a lot of sports.
Oh,
I want to play a lot of sports, but my mom, she's like, well, let's wait and see. And I think when she says wait and see, that basically means no.
So who are some of your friends that are with you today?
Well, let's see. We got Pig. Hey, Pig. Yeah. I'm not in sports, but, well, you're not really athletic, Pig. Well, I am athletic. I'm just not officially in a sport. Like, I have a basketball hoop in my driveway.
Mm.
That doesn't really count. Like, when people say, do you play sports? They mean, like, you know, Chapel Hill United or something like that. Or Rainbow Soccer. Well, I might do that. But right now, I'm playing basketball in my driveway. So, yes, I do sports. I do basketball. Okay, we got a Pig. What? We got to meet other people. Can you kind of scoot over? Because you're kind of taking up a lot of
the... Pig can stay with us.
Yeah, but there's not enough room on the
microphone.
There's
plenty of room around the microphone.
I'll just go over on this side. Okay.
There you go.
All right, now we have Cal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Cal.
I'm not really a sports person, but I do arts and crafts
Are you good at moving?
I like to go to the movies.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've heard all those cow jokes, by the way. But
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I live at Mapleview Farms, too.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Mapleview
Farms has the best chocolate milk and ice cream in North Carolina, in the world.
Now,
Cal, you can't say in the world. Why not? Because you haven't been to the world. I have, too. I have a globe in my room. Well, that doesn't count. In the world means like around the world. Like you haven't traveled. Well, as a matter of fact, I went to Hillsboro, so I have traveled. All right, now, Cal, we got to meet somebody else now.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Who else
is with us?
We have Ducky, who is one of my besties. We were in preschool together.
Aw.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, Froggy and I go way back, like way back. Yeah, when we were like, when we were 3 or 4? I think we were 4. Yeah. We may have even been born in the hospital together. I'm going to need to ask my mom. Yeah. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? It would be. But I don't actually remember that.
It's really hard to remember that far back.
I know. I want to remember when I was born. Yeah, some people do.
Do you go to the same school together? Are you in the same grade?
Yeah, we're in the same grade. Yeah, but, and we're in the same class. Yeah, but we don't live in the same neighborhood. Yeah. So that's a problemo. Because when I want to go to Ducky's house, my mom says, maybe later. And you're like I said, you know what that means? It means no.
Yeah,
exactly. I want to ride my bicycle to your house, but I can't. Yeah, I know.
It's a long way away?
It's kind of a long way away. And Ducky does a lot of swimming, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I do at the Aquatic Center. Which is a lot of fun. Yeah. And you go to University Lake a lot. Yeah, when they're not doing the wowing. Yeah. Because the wowing can kind of be a problem for
Froggy, me. Froggy, you've got to do some swimming, too.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of swimming. I love to swim. I totally love to swim. But I don't love it when the water's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cold water. Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes you shiver. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes it can be hot out, but then you get in and you're like, exactly. It's too cold. Yeah, I don't like cold water.
Hey, Froggy, Ducky, Cow, Pig, are you ready for Kids Q today?
Yeah.
Our kids question of the week?
Yeah, bring it.
All right. Everyone get around the radio.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Wait, do I ask questions or do you ask
No, I ask you a question and you answer it.
Wait, can I ask you a question, though?
You can ask me a question.
Okay. Is the moon made of cheese?
It is, but it's...
Knew it!
Very,
totally
very
called it.
Hard, rocky cheese. It's hard to eat.
I totally call that. I know it's made of cheese because my great-great-great-great-grandmother, by the way, is the one who produced the cheese to make the moon.
And because it's so old, that's why it's really hard and rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Can we ask you other questions? Or?
Sure.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Ask me one more question.
Okay. If you could go into a... Wait. That won't... You have two. You get to pick which one you want. If you could go into a famous painting, what painting would you go into? Definitely not The Scream.
No,
that scares me in art class when she blings that picture out. I know. Get it off the wall, Miss Rasmussen. We don't want to see that anymore. I know. Well, what painting would you go into?
I want to know why your first grade teacher has a picture of The Scream hanging up on the wall.
Well, it's all about art. She has
That's fair.
Yeah. We have lots of, she has all kinds of pictures from all around the world. But that particular picture kind of,
okay. If I could be in a picture, I would be in Washington crossing the Delaware. How about that?
Talk about cold water!
It would be real cold water, right?
Yeah,
but
you
if you're in a boat,
one?
Then you're not in the water. It's not cold.
Yeah, that's
you're in
true,
the boat with Washington, and you're going across, and everything's fine.
Oh, so you like history, huh?
I like history stuff,
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I like your answer.
All right. Here is Kids Q for today. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Froggy, 100 years from now, what do you hope has been invented?
Well, I hope that they invent a way for... Let me think.
It's a tough one.
I know.
So much has already been invented.
It's kind of like, okay, I know this is kind of personal, but I want to talk about the Ender's Game.
Okay.
Well, it's PG-13.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and basically, I wish there was a way they could invent movies such as the Ender's Game.
Uh-huh.
That was G!
Oh.
So I hope in the future that there are more movies rated G, because my mom says... I can't see PG, and I definitely can't see PG-13.
And R is right out.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means exactly, but I know it means a definitely N-O, so do not ask.
I think that means we'll see.
Yeah, there again, the famous we'll see, or that's another non-answer.
Oh, yeah. Ducky, how about you? What do you hope has been invented in 100 years?
I really wish that there was something that could be invented that, well, this is kind of a dark subject, and I'm going to go ahead and bring it up.
But okay.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes there's a lot of, like, roadkill?
Yeah, sometimes.
So, yeah, and I just wish there was something that was invented, like this high frequency, on automobiles that emitted this noise so that, like buds, because you do see buds, and you see, sometimes you see ducks.
So you know if they're coming?
Possums. Yeah, and then they don't try to cross the road and get
That's good. That's a good invention,
Ducky, you're thinking of the world. You're thinking of humanity. I am thinking of humanity, and you're just thinking of movies. Yeah.
Now movies I'm are part of humanity.
I'm kind of feeling shallow.
Aww.
Well, your answer was a little bit... selfish?
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Well,
they're all good answers.
It's personal for me because I'm not allowed to see Ender's Game.
That's true.
And my cousins all got to see it and they talk about it and then they want to act it out and I don't even know, well, who am I? Who can I be?
Oh, what you need, Froggy, is like a high frequency thing that you can set off to stop your cousins from talking about Ender's Game.
Stop! Like, who am I? And, quit talking about it. I didn't see the movie and I'll probably never see it. Well, you can see it when you're 13. Oh, Ducky, God, that doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't? No.
You need a spoiler alert high frequency.
Spoiler alert. Well, that's what I would invent.
All right.
Okay.
Piggy, how about you?
Oh, what would I invent in 100 years?
In 100 years.
Well, probably, let me think. Could I would probably want to be the inventor.
Right.
And then I could be in, like, the Wikipedia.
Right.
And it would be like, Wikipedia, pig, invented this really important invention that's so revolutionary and it changed the course of the world. Now, I don't know what it would be, of course, but basically in 100 years, I want to be in Wikipedia for inventing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know, you can get on Wikipedia right now and edit the category for pig.
I've tried. And they won't let you.
They
believe
won't let
me.
You?
Yeah. No,
believe Keep me. Working at it.
Yeah. And plus, I have all these parental controls on my computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And all I only get, believe it or not, on a weeknight, I only get 30 minutes of screen time.
Oh, that's not much. That's probably good. Too much screen time is bad for you.
Oh. All right, I'll let Cal come on.
All right, Cal, what about you? You got the last word. 100 years from now, what do you hope has been invented?
Well, I kind of like the direction that's being taken now with the dairy-free products, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth. Because now, I support dairy products, being a cow, naturally. But there are people that are out there, and puppets, that are lactose intolerant.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't like dairy. And it pains me that they can't come to Maple View Farms, mm-hmm. and have a chocolate ice cream because they can't tolerate dairy products,
right.
You see. And, there's gelato. Sure, have a gelato. Have some fruit. But I'm here to tell you that the future is definitely in these plant-based products.
Oh.
Because I want to include everybody and puppets that can't tolerate milk. They should be able to enjoy a good ice cream.
Like the Impossible Burger, but for ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's actually a product called SO. So.
Nice.
And they have good ice cream sandwiches.
All
because
right.
My Aunt Sissy, she cannot tolerate dairy. And she does have those ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So that's what I'd like to see more, plant-based products for puppets that can't, participate.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Kids Q for today. If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question and your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you've got great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag Kids Q. We're here with Froggy, Ducky, Pig, Cow, and Kathy Guild of Puppet Show Incorporated. Again, puppetshowinc.org is the website. And as we wrap up, Kathy, by the way, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Upcoming shows. You got several of them.
This Saturday, June the 8th at the Carver Branch Library, which is actually located inside McDougal Middle School.
Right.
That's the public library. We're doing the Little Red Hen, and then we're going to repeat it June 27th at Hillsboro. And then June 26th, we're going to do Goldie and Number 3 Bear Cottage at the Carver Century Center, and the 3 Billy Goats at Troll Bluff. And then in July, I want to tell you, I get to do the show. That's
all
right.
Froggy.
In July, Froggy, tell them what you're doing. Froggy does a puppet show. July 22nd at the Hillsboro Main Library and July 31st at the Carver Library. So this is a puppet show done by me. Mwah. Yeah, 100% Froggy puppet show. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so come see it.
Puppet.
It's free.
PuppetShowInc.org for the full schedule. Kathy, Froggy, Cow, Pig, Ducky, thank you all so much for being with us today.